Greetings, friends. This is Brother Ephraim again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I am on the road this morning, headed for work, and I'm hoping that the background noise isn't too much. Excuse me if it is. I hope to speak clearly and you'll be able to understand. But this morning I would like to speak on the subject of church membership. Romans 12 says that we are members one of another, and it speaks of our body having many members and all members having different uses, and then compares that to the Church of Jesus Christ, that we have different gifts, different purposes, but all function together as a body. So it is important that we are members in a church, but I would like to speak about some of the errors that sometimes exist. For one, is we are not saved by church membership, and I expect most people would agree with that, but too many times the prevailing mentality is that we are saved by church membership. Being in good standing with the church does not save us. The only salvation available is in the name and person of Jesus Christ, faith in Him. We can be a church member, we can look right, we can act in accordance with many of the church regulation. But if we have not the Spirit of Christ within us, Romans 8 tells us we are none of His. I would like to go on and speak about how church membership should be voluntary. It should never be coercive. It should never be We should never be threatened in any way to keep our membership. When we take up membership, it should be voluntary. And to maintain and sustain membership in a specific church should be voluntary. It is a sad day when a church excommunicates their members simply for leaving and going to another church that is also a biblical church. But sadly, it does happen, but it's not right. It should never be. Scripture only maintains and gives the right to excommunicate when a member has fallen into sin and is unrepentant. Now, I would like to speak of how we become members in a church. It is not through baptism alone that we become members. In fact, when we become blood washed, when we believe in Jesus to the saving of our soul, we are immediately a member of the universal body of Christ. When we are truly born again, we are one of His and we belong in His church. We are of His people. And some people think that's the only membership that should be is members of the universal body of Christ. Now, I don't believe that. There are so many scriptures that speak of practically being members one of another in a local body. So while we are immediately, when we are saved, we are members of the universal church, it is also important to commit to a local body. Now, whether or not it's formal membership, I don't believe is that important. But being committed, having a church that we regularly attend, having a church that we know who's there, we know the brothers and sisters, we know how they function, we know their struggles, we know their gifts, and we are able to collectively use each other's gifts for the better of the whole. We are so much better off when we combine brothers and sisters and their gifts and use them together than we are if we're all just on our own trying to do what we can for the Lord by ourselves. That's not biblical, to try to serve the Lord without a larger body of believers. And we all should desire to have a church. When I hear of someone that claims to be a born-again believer, but he doesn't want to be part of a church, something is wrong. I think every believer that has the Holy Spirit within and that precious witness when he is around brothers and sisters, that they are also one of his. I think every believer should desire and love fellowship one with another. So it is important to be members in a local body. And like I said, formal membership may or may not be there, but the actual commitment is so important. And I think a formal membership is helpful when we can know who's committed, we can know who desires to be a part of the body. So the way we do it here at Effort of Christian Fellowship, we have many attenders that are not members, and we have many that are. And the ones that are not, some of them are quite committed. They just, for some reason or other, prefer not to take up formal membership. But many others do prefer that. So we can work together. Some of the brothers that are formerly members are less committed, it seems, than the ones that are not. So I believe scriptural teaching is that we apply ourselves. We apply ourselves to a body, to avail ourselves, to serve, and give, and bless. And back again to here at Ephrata, we will use brothers that are not members if they are living a faithful Christian life. And if we know them well, we will have them share an opening or a children's lesson, and we don't have a problem with that. So this morning I am more teaching that being committed is important more than the formal membership, although, like I said, I do believe formal membership is a blessing. So I don't know if I have touched all the areas that I should be touching on this subject, but hopefully that's been a blessing. And I would just encourage you, if you are not in a Bible-believing and practicing church, to go ahead and find one. And maybe first you need to do all you can to build your own church. But if it comes to the place where you cannot grow in Christ, you cannot do the things that you are convinced God wants you to do, then you need to leave. And excommunication in a church that does excommunicate for leaving, regardless whether or not someone's living in sin. That's not a biblical church, and you need not to fear that excommunication. It's unfortunate when those things are in practice, but you need not to fear it. You can go in freedom if the Lord leads you so, and find a biblical church. If you would like to leave a message for us, you can do so by pressing 099. And also, if you would like to speak to me in person, I would be very happy to speak to you. My phone number is 717-406-6690. May the Lord add his blessings. Also, just want to encourage you to call in tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, for the Saturday morning Bible study. And I apologize, I do not have the phone number or the time for that. Possibly you have it already. If you don't, then feel free to give me a call and I would make sure that you will get it. All right, thank you and have a good day.